USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a phone call with Germany's leader Olaf Scholz, accused Ukraine of seeking to drag out negotiations with Russia to the end of the war by putting forward what they called new, unrealistic proposals. Putin told Scholz Russia was ready to continue the search for a solution within the bounds of its own principles. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
In advance of the rollout of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline's new three-digit number, legislators have announced a new bill to help fund the implementation. The bill includes federal funding and guidance for states and localities preparing for the July launch, including mental health block grants and $100 million to partner with cities on mobile crisis response teams to help stabilize those people in need. It'll also provide a $10 million awareness campaign about the new 988 number modeled after 911. A 13-year-old child was driving a pickup truck that crashed into a van carrying members of two New Mexico University golf teams, killing 9 people in West Texas. An early investigation revealed the truck had a spare wheel in place of its left front tire, according to National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg. The spare tire seemed to have failed, causing the truck to swerve in front of the van. The Texas Department of Public Safety made that determination based on the ID following a post-crash fire. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
There's been a huge recall of supplements that you may be taking regularly.
More than 3 million bottles of airborne supplement gummies are being recalled after several people were allegedly injured after trying to open the bottle. There have already been at least 70 reports of the cap or seal popping off. According to the recall, the gummies were sold at retailers including Target, Walmart, Walgreens, and Costco. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The man known as the King of Staten Island will no longer be making his first out-of-this-world appearance. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson was scheduled to fly on the edge of space next week on a rocket and capsule by Blue Origin, the private spaceflight company created by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. However, the company announced the flight originally scheduled for next Wednesday is being rescheduled to March 29th. Davidson would not have been the first celebrity to leave the planet on a Blue Origin rocket. Star Trek legend William Shatner, who's now 90, became the oldest person to reach space in October. Dolly Parton remains on the ballot for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, despite her public misgivings over her own nomination. Parton said in a statement posted to social media that while flattered, she was declining the nomination, noting her desire to maybe one day do a rock album, and she hopes the organization might reconsider her if I'm ever worthy. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation said in a statement that it's proud to have her named as a potential inductee and that the ballots had already gone out. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.